Ribald laughter echoed off the lichen and moss-covered crags as Alistair MacTavish led the small hunting party the last stretch toward Craiglockie Keep. Though windy, bitingly cold for February, and ominous, pregnant clouds shrouded the twilight sky, the weather had mercifully held. And there'd be fresh venison for the house party as well as a stiff dram of whisky to reward his cold, tired men. He might enjoy his drink in his eagerly anticipated bath. Might also snatch some of those special salts Shona recommended for muscle aches, as long as no one knew. Couldn't have his fellow Scots thinking he'd become a soft, pasty-skinned Sassenach. Kicking Errol's sides, he urged the huge grey into a trot and grinned at his twin, Gregor.
"Can I keep up with me, you great galumpus?" "Aye, I can, brother, and I'll beat you to the keep too, you dotty old crone."
Gregor's horse lunged forward, and Alistair threw back his head, releasing a whoop as he charged after. Their hooves churning the sodden ground, the horses tore down the cliff, bordered by Scots pine on one side and plunging cliffs leading to jagged rocks and boulder outcrops on the other. Laughing and bent low in his saddle, Alistair inched past his twin.
"Bloody hell!"
Gregor's blue-grey eyes widened and alarm streaked across his features. He pointed, his expression grim.
"Look!"
Alistair whipped around just in time to see a coach and four farther along the road. Having lost a wheel, it tilted at a precarious angle before spilling onto its side and launching the coachman from his perch. The conveyance's momentum yanked the rear horses off their feet and also sent the postillion astride the lead mount hurtling to the soggy ground. Terrified shrieks, neighs, and hoarse oaths filled the air. The lone horseman accompanying the vehicle reined sharply around before thundering back toward the carriage. Amid the sharp crack of wood and glass shattering, the vehicle rammed into a cottage-sized boulder a few feet off the trail. Thank God, else the entire conveyance and team would have plummeted over the steep cliff, certain death for the passengers and the horses. As the other clansmen rounded the bend, Alistair yelled over his shoulder and gestured,
"A coach has tumbled off the road!"
This near the keep, the occupants were likely guests for Craiglockie's house party. He squinted, attempting to make out the coat of arms on the coach's black side. Impossible, given the conveyance's perilous angle. The other Highlanders immediately surged forward, and in moments the Scots arrived at the chaotic scene. The downed horses had managed to gain their feet, and the equine quartet stood lathered and trembling, but seemingly unharmed. A pair of good-sized trunks had tumbled onto the road, one sporting a jagged crack, and the splintered wheels' debris lay scattered in all directions. The coachman moaned and cradled his shoulder while the postillion, despite the blood running down his face, attempted to climb atop the sideways coach. Hushed, terrified feminine sobbing echoed from within the vehicle. Cursing, the tall rider accompanying the coach slid from his horse. But rather than assist either of the injured men or the passengers, like a petulant child, he swore and kicked at a piece of wheel across the road.